We got a question the other day from an audience member, Peter Caldwell from Columbia County. He asked, I moved here from New Jersey. Curling is a really big deal in Wisconsin, really big, bigger than anywhere, especially Columbia County. Why? Now, the pandemic forced a lot of Wisconsin's clubs to cancel their seasons this winter, but that didn't keep all the state's curlers from enjoying their sport. We're going to check in with folks from around the state who are still able to safely hold Bonspiels despite coronavirus restrictions. First up is Matt Arrow, a member of the Madison and Arlington Curling Clubs. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
Well, the Madison Club scrapped its season. It's an indoor thing, maybe hard to pull off. But you said, okay, we're going to figure out a way to still curl this year. What did you do?
So we created an outdoor ice rink in Monona, in a park there, with support of the city of Monona.
And you're doing this outside, which is old school. This is how the game started originally. What is it like, though, to have to rely a little bit on nature to create the surface of the ice versus that what I imagine is much better control indoors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ice on the outdoors for curling is a lot slower than what you would get in a controlled facility. And you are just kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature. So we've actually had a really fortunate string of weather the last 2 weeks aside with the cold. But it's too cold to curl, then you know it's cold. But we've actually done pretty well with it. If it gets too hot, the ice is too soft, and it's really slippery and dangerous at that point. So you have to, or it gets too warm, then you know, you just have to call it off. And snow affects the ice. It slows it down substantially. Again, makes it real slippery. So we just have to deal with it. It's what our ancestors had to do for the first curling games.
Exactly. Now, I know the sport is important to you, but I know for curlers, a part of the story is the community. How important was that to you to keep that community up this winter during this pandemic?
Yeah. Curling is a great sport. It's got a lot of strategy, a lot of competition in it. But I think one important aspect of it is the social aspect. And a lot of people who are drawn to curling are drawn to it, not just for the sport, but for the people and the friendships and the discussions that happen after the game. The broom stacking, we call it, which is often sitting around a table over a beverage and talking about the game and life and sharing stories.
All right. We got getting close to 20, up to 30 something by Sunday. Are you back out for the weekend?
We are. This might be our last weekend on the ice. Looks like it's going to warm up after that. This may be the last hurrah. But we've had a good string. We had a good Bonspiel about 3 weeks ago and had really good participation for that. And everybody had a really great time.
Matt, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet.
That's Matt Arrow, member of the Madison and Arlington Curling Clubs. Okay, from Madison, let's zoom up 51. We've got Chuck Miller, a member of the Wausau Curling Club, with us now. Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Happy to join you, Rob.
Now, outdoor curling, I am told, is not a new thing for you. You and your family have done outdoor Bonspiels for a decade now in front of your house?
That's about right, yep.
Now, what have you learned over the years? Some of these people are trying it for the first time. What lessons have you taken from years past and honed your outdoor game?
Well, like Matt has said, you're at the mercy of the weather. We've had Bonspiels at 2 below 0 and 20 mile an hour winds. And when it gets to be about 37 degrees, the stone doesn't travel down the ice as keenly as it does when it's, 22 or 23 degrees.
Yeah. Does that change the form when you know the stone's going to go a lot slower?
There's the delivery is much different than in a controlled club. Much shorter slide out. A lot of times people will just push out from the hack and release the stone in one quick motion, and quite harder than what you probably would inside a club. I traditionally shorten the sheet outside because of that. If we had the 150 feet that we use indoors, nobody would get the stone to the other end.
Now, why is curling such a big deal in your part of the state?
We're very blessed in central Wisconsin. We've got a lot of curling around here. Wausau built a new club that opened in 2012. Stevens Point just opened a beautiful club this year, Four Sheets, and we're just blessed to have great curling. So it's we're in a great part of the state. Now, Columbia County does have five clubs in their own state, but we try to push for the epicenter of the heartbeat of the curling up here a little farther north.
We'll visit Columbia County in just a couple minutes, but for you personally, what is it you love about the sport of curling?
Oh, I got to just restate what Matt said. It's the social aspect. The game is super competitive. When you get on the ice, nobody wants to win more than anybody or in any other sport. But you kind of drop that all when you walk off the ice. You try not to hold any grudges. You sit down with the other team. Like you said, a beverage and a meal and social. Sometimes you're social for just about as long as you rode on the ice.
Well, Chuck, thanks a lot for sharing it with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to do it.
That's Chuck Miller with the Wausau Curling Club. And now let's go to the epicenter of our question, our Wisconsin question today. Sonny Vilwalk joins us, a member of the Partyville Curling Club in Columbia County. Sonny, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we just heard a little claim to the curling game in Wausau there, but our question asker made a bold claim that Columbia County has curling bigger than anywhere else. What do you think?
We've been doing it longer, so it's easier to have a bigger, but because we've been doing it for, Portage is 1850s, our club is from 1875, Poinette's from 1875. To keep that in perspective, Custer's last end was in July of 1876, so we've been doing this for a long, long, long time. So we've worked out a lot of the bugs, and people just like getting together and having fun.
Now, what is it? What do you know about the history there? Why this part of the state, Columbia County, was such a big place for curling as way back in the 19th century?
I think we formed ice, solid ice, really early, and it gave people something to do in the wintertime. So it became very popular and grew and grew. There used to be 7 or 8 different clubs in Columbia County, and we're down to 5 now.
And you recently held an outdoor Bonspiel in Partyville. How'd it go?
Oh, it was beautiful. We had 14 Bonspiel teams, and we had 7 or 8 new teams that had never done it before, just trying it out. And then we also played outdoor golf with tennis balls and golf clubs. We set up a course. So it was generally a great time for the community. It brought a lot of people out to get away from the COVID and give them a safe environment to be in.
I keep saying the word Bonspiel. We got Spiel, that's German for game, I believe. Bon is French for good. I don't know. What is a Bonspiel?
Well, a Bonspiel is a get-together. Somebody once told me that a curling Bonspiel, curling actually ruins a good Bonspiel by taking away the fun of it. Bonspiel must be the social aspect of it, and it gives a good competition. There's a lot of good clubs. We've played up in Wausau, Madison, around the state. People travel pretty well for Bonspiels, and it becomes a pretty enjoyable time.
I know it's been a little cold to do much of anything outside. Do you have any more outdoor events planned yet this winter?
Yes, on the 28th, we're going to have another one of our little Bonspiels on the curling ice, if the ice holds up well enough. And if not, we have enlarged our golf course on the ice because our club is located right on the lake. And so we will be playing golf and just getting people out in the community.
And Matt, Sonny, looking ahead to next winter, are you hopeful that, are you looking forward to getting back inside and putting in a full season?
Oh, we definitely are. The members have really lost contact. And I can't wait to get back together to rejoin that. But we will still curl outside. We have already got our date set up, and hopefully the weather will hold, and we'll play outside and inside next year.
Now, I want to wrap up by asking, for people around the state with a local curling club, thinking, you know, it sounds fun, it looks fun, I like the idea of the community, I don't know the first thing about curling, what would you say to them to encourage them to at least give it a try?
If you're looking for a great way to meet new friends and develop long-lasting relationships, curling is the best way. It's affordable. It's kept small. You compete against only 4 other people at the same time on a different team. And then you have a chance to get together afterwards and just talk and tell stories. So.
And- At Sunny, if I show up and I'm terrible at it, are you going to judge me?
Oh, absolutely not. In schooling, that's what we pride ourselves on, the more new members, and you are not allowed to ridicule or make anybody feel bad about any shots or anything. You have to constantly encourage them to play.
That's a great attitude. Sonny, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That was Sonny Vilwalk of the Partyville Curling Club. Earlier in our tour of curling around Wisconsin, we talked to Matt Aro of the Madison and Arlington Curling Clubs and Chuck Miller of the Wausau Curling Club, talking about why curling is such a big deal in Wisconsin and how a lot of clubs were able to take the sport outdoors during the pandemic. This conversation came from an audience question as part of the Why Wisconsin Project. Submit your question. Might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. That's like W-H-Y-Sconsin. Coming up, a meteorologist joins the show with a look at our extended cold snap here in the state and lots of bad winter weather hitting unexpected places this week all over the country.